massive team of people. Everybody knows exactly what they're doing, but absolutely freezing cold. So we've now travelled around 2 kilometres from the first hole we dug in the early hours this morning. And this is the end of our journey. This is the exit hole. It's here that they're going to pull the net from under the ice.
We may be in the middle of nowhere, but it draws quite a crowd. Locals buying their fresh fish from the lake mingle with curious tourists looking to take home a New Year's treat. The net has been underwater for 3 hours now, so it's time to bring it in.
Fishing in this way is a traditional method. It's 1,000 years old and they're still using those techniques today. This is called a capstan and it's driven by horsepower. What the horses are doing is they're rotating a central pivot and pulling the rope through. That rope is drawing the net from under the ice. It's so heavy that the fishermen themselves wouldn't be able to do it and they rely on the strength of the horses. The harder it gets, the more weight, the more horses they use. In this case, 4 horses is enough. It's really strange. There's a kind of expectant calm before the storm. The whole place is really busy, but it feels really quiet. People realise that the catch is coming.